"We've made some good progress," I said. "George took some vegetables from the farm to be tested for E. coli. We'll know more when we hear from her." Abby nodded. The tea kettle whistled, and she started to get up, but Julie jumped up and headed to the stove before her mother-in-law could push back her seat. "Stay where you are," Julie said. "I can get my own tea." Abby let out a sigh. She looked tired suddenly and placed her elbows on the table, leaning forward to rest her head in her hands. "We have to catch this person," she said. "This farm is Sam's dream. I don't want anyone to keep him from enjoying it for whatever time he has left," she said, her voice breaking on the last word. I watched her sympathetically. "Sam told me the farm was losing money," I said, remembering what Lori had mentioned about the strange tension with Jack. Abby pulled her hands away and looked me in the eye. "We've been losing money since the farm opened," she said. "But you know what? I don't care about money. I'd rather have a farm that loses money but makes Sam happy than have him working a job that makes us lots of money, but he hates." How to say this? "It sounds like Jack doesn't feel the same way," I said carefully. Julie was bringing her tea back to the table, and she and Abby met eyes and exchanged a knowing look as she pulled back her chair and sat down. "I wish I could say that wasn't true," Abby said. "But?" Julie carefully sipped her tea. "They're so much alike," she said simply. "Jack and Sam." "They always have been," Abby agreed, her eyes growing warm with the memory. "Sometimes I think that's why they butt heads." Julie turned back to me and Bess. "They're both so stubborn."